Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane live call-in show, where you can receive intuitive insight into subconscious blocks and limiting beliefs, along with powerful energetic repatterning to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. Explore unlimited possibilities with us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Call us with your concerns about relationships, career, health, love, spirituality, or anything in your life that you would like to repattern. If you're ready to make a change, stay tuned. We'll show you how.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our producer, Mark. And we are going to discuss and demonstrate conscious repatterning, which is an extremely powerful clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, patterns, experiences, any energy that is holding you back or blocking you from your fullest expression, grace, ease, prosperity, healthy, loving relationships, and so much more. So we're going to just talk a little bit in the first segment. In the second segment, we're going to start doing some clearings, demonstrating it amongst the three of us. And then we're going to open up the phone lines and take some live calls so that you can experience conscious repatterning and
how much fun it is.
And how much fun it is, how fast, how easy, and how powerful this process is. So if there's anything in your life that you'd like some intuitive insight into or you'd like some assistance moving through, get ready to call. And keep in mind, this process can be applied to any area of your life.
Love it.
I have no idea what we're going to talk about today. Mark, you always have all kinds of great ideas. What do you want to explore today?
Excellent. I have one that has been in my mind for a couple of months that I wanted us to consider, which is placebos, the fake pills, you know, sugar pills you hear sometimes, and they use them in control groups when they're doing experimentation with drugs and the efficacy of certain drugs. Like, so you're trying to test the drug with this group, and then with these other group, you give them a placebo, but they don't know they're getting a placebo, which is what fascinates me about this whole process, because it engages the mind and belief systems about what medicine or anything we put into our body, in this case, might do or how it might affect us. And so then I started thinking, are there parallels between those beliefs or what we might believe would happen and the beliefs that we play with and explore in our own lives? And when I think about the topic generally, I can think of no one I would rather explore this with more than you, Deborah, because you deal with beliefs every day. And I'm just wondering if there's some parallels we can find and sort of just poke, and maybe we start talking about it and just sort of see where it goes.
It's so exciting to me. The more you spoke just now, the more excited I get. I just have so much energy welling up in my chest. It is a very fascinating subject, and beliefs just by themselves are so fascinating to me and so powerful. I mean, it's amazing. It's what everything that I do in my work is based on. It goes a little bit deeper than that. There's attachments to certain beliefs. There's experiences anchoring in certain beliefs. There's energy associated with beliefs. So I feel like it's a little bit more complicated than just say you're going to change your belief and it's done. But not much more complicated, actually. If you believe that it's possible to change your beliefs that quickly and that easily, then the process will be revealed for you. I fully believe that and trust that, because that is what I have experienced in my own life. And as far as the placebo effect of the sugar pill, I do believe it's that easy. If someone takes a pill thinking this pill is going to cure them, that has been the case a lot of times.
Yes.
As long as they don't have any conflicting beliefs that this doesn't work, maybe they don't feel like they're worthy of healing, maybe deep down in their heart they don't really want to heal. All of that comes into play as well. But if somebody is right there, ready and willing to heal, and they take that fake pill believing that this is going to heal them, I do believe it's that easy.
Absolutely.
Well, it's just also a direct evidence of how thoughts affect our bodies, and that sometimes we separate the mind and the body, and we think that, okay, we're going to treat the body, but we're not going to treat the emotional body or the thinking that contributed to the dis-ease in the body. And I think that this is just such a prime example of how actually it's even more powerful to treat the thinking and the emotional body and then support the body to restore itself to ease and equilibrium.
I think that is so important what you just said, that a lot of times it does take physical support, not always, and I'm speaking from experience both in myself and with the people that I've worked with in session. It doesn't always take a physical catalyst. It doesn't always take a physical change. But at the same time, if you're not ready to emotionally or mentally or even spiritually, if you're not at that place where you're ready to heal, you can spin your wheels for years and years trying to take care of something physically, and it's not going to work. And I've seen this in my work, too. Somebody had a really serious tooth infection, and she didn't address the underlying cause or the problem. So after a really long time dealing with this tooth infection, she finally just had her tooth pulled. Within a week, her other tooth on the other side of her mouth got an infection as well because she didn't deal with the underlying cause. So all of this is incredibly fascinating to me. It was really a great topic to bring up, Mark.
I don't know why, but I have resistance to the topic placebos. You feel so excited. I don't feel excited at all.
Well, I love your honesty, Glenn. And I wasn't necessarily excited when Mark said placebos, but as he kept talking, the excitement was coming up. So I didn't really understand where my excitement is coming from any more than I understand where your lack of excitement is coming from just yet. But we'll definitely look into that.
I'm interested in where that might go. But I'm also interested in exploring my own enthusiasm for it, because I'm really interested in the similarities between the physical sugar pill or whatever of a placebo is just symbolic of these belief strands that we're talking about, which are so powerful in our lives. And then I start thinking, well, what's the difference between that and Deborah's work? You know, it's I have a belief and I would like to change that belief, and I believe that I can change that belief, and I'm ready and willing and able, as you were describing, Deborah, to do that. Then I set my intentions to do so, and it changes. And I'm not saying this theoretically. I'm saying this from my own personal experience. It changes, and I see life completely differently. The data might not even change in some cases and some of my beliefs and my interactions, but the way in which I am interacting and experiencing it completely changes because of something that I'm doing through my changing of my beliefs, and that fascinates me.
Well, it's not much different, Mark, than my work, than what I'm doing with my work. What I am here for and what I am doing, my role is identifying your belief systems intuitively for you so that we can uncover what are the beliefs that are underlying the experiences or the patterns. That's the key, is because most of the time we don't even know what our beliefs are. We definitely don't know where they came from, and there are scientists that have done so many different studies on this and quantum theorists determining where our beliefs are coming from, because it's not a conscious process. The other thing that I am here to do is to identify resistance or attachment that you have to certain beliefs or energetic patterns, and to help you release that. But we're mainly just doing it by stating the intentions and changing our beliefs by stating our intentions to change our beliefs, and then it's that easy. It becomes that easy. The key is identifying everything that comes into play, and that's
yes.
What I'm here for.
So in that case, I'm assuming we could repeat affirmations so we're blue in the face, but if we have a belief system, a subconscious belief system that is the polar opposite, that's not going to have an effect on us.
Exactly. We have to believe that affirmations work. We have to believe that we are worthy of change. We have to release attachment to what we are affirming ourselves away from. We have to identify and release experiences that have anchored in the beliefs that we're changing or the patterns that we're changing. And clearing an experience means recognizing the gift in it, releasing the trauma associated with it, releasing the victim mentality associated with it, and fully integrating all of the wisdom and the clarity and the gifts that that experience had to teach you. And then we can release whatever pattern or belief systems are anchored in by that experience.
So do I just have a belief that affirmations don't often work, or is it true that they don't often work because there's other stuff underneath?
Let's answer that question when we come back from break.
You're going to leave me hanging like that?
I'm going to leave you hanging like that, yes, but not because I want to. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. So if you want to join us in the second half of the show and do some repatterning, the number to call is 800-930-2819. My website is consciousrepatterning.com. If you want a little bit more information, stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines the light on what you put into your body. You know, April can always be a little dicey because Mars goes into Aries, which makes things a little fiery. This April is no exception. However, on April 25th, we are having a lunar eclipse in Libra aspecting Aries. The word lunacy comes from these eclipses. Then on April 28th, Mars will cross over this point, really triggering it. So there will be aggressive lunatics coming out at this time. You need to be very aware of this and stay away from volatile situations and people. Don't buy into their drama and don't get caught up in it. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, talking about placebos today and how the placebo effect relates, and if it does, to what I do in my work, which is conscious repatterning, something that has proven time and time again to be an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, changing belief systems, moving through patterns, blocks, and aligning with ease and grace and healthy, loving relationships. Gwen, you had a really interesting question at the end of last segment. Can you go ahead and restate that, mainly because I already forgot what it was?
let's see if I can bring it back up. Okay, is it just that I don't believe that affirmations work unless you actually already really believe them? Or is it that they don't work because of the stuff underneath that's conflicting with what you're saying?
I believe that they work for the people that believe that they work. One of the differences between affirmations and what we're doing is with affirmations, you repeat them over and over on a daily basis or so many times a day or for so many months until it gets kind of ingrained in your consciousness. This does not address conflicting beliefs. Dual beliefs is what I've heard them call before. Is, you know, if you may have a belief that you're worthy of a healthy, loving relationship, and you may also at the same time have a belief that you are unworthy of a healthy, loving relationship. That's a dual belief. You've got both of them, and both of them are going to play out at different times. When you do an affirmation, it's not necessarily canceling out that conflicting belief. So it's a little bit different. The other difference between what we're doing today and affirmations is that we are addressing all of the attachments and blocks, as opposed to the affirmations that are kind of chipping away at it little by little. But yes, I do get that affirmations work if someone believes in the affirmations and they are aligned with the process, so the daily repetition and continuing with that practice.
Mm-hmm.
So let's check in. You do have blocks to receiving benefit, Gwen. This is very interesting. Somewhere in your belief systems, you have the belief that you need to work through an intermediary to achieve results.
Okay, that feels right.
I don't get that this is serving you. Are you ready to release that?
I am.
Let me check in a little bit more with this, just a second. Or a lot more. Hold on. For some reason, Gwen, you're not letting me see what the block is.
I knew it. I absolutely knew it. I knew that there was a smoke screen. That's part of it. I put up a smoke screen.
Interesting. So just to explain a little bit to our listeners, we are aligned. We have set our intentions to be aligned with the utmost integrity in our intuition, and neither Gwen or myself receive any information that is not in alignment with your highest good, with my highest good. And if you're blocking me because it's not meant for me to see or because you simply don't want me to see it, I'm not going to be able to see it. You know, no matter how hard I try. So I just wanted to explain that to anybody that may not understand what's going on right now and let you know this is what's going on right now. You're not letting me see it. So,
yeah, I hadn't realized what a big topic this is. I'm honestly feeling anger come up, and I knew that I was, I mean, I could feel I was putting up a smoke screen. It was quite fascinating because obviously it wasn't conscious. So it feels like this is a really big topic for me, and I'm really grateful that we're doing some clearing because obviously this has probably been a big block for me in my life.
Well, obviously this is the first thing, and we've done so much work together, and this is the first thing that has ever come up that you have not given me permission to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's do a clearing. I'm sensing fear. I don't know if you are, but I think that the fear that you are experiencing is translating into anger for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do a clearing of all fear-based thoughts, beliefs, energy, illusions, actions, impressions, and interpretations that can be cleared. And we'll just go ahead and expand this out to all three of us right now.
Can the listeners, can they say thank you and ask for this clearing as well?
Yes, I get yes, they can. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, everybody out there that is ready to clear some fear-based thoughts, beliefs, energy, illusions, actions, impressions, and interpretations. You go ahead and just ask for that clearing, and whatever is in alignment for you to clear right now and is available to clear right now, we'll go ahead and release for you as well.
Oh,
ready?
Yes. Sure.
So let's go ahead and start off with an opening prayer. This, of course, applies to everything we clear in the show today, including callers that call in a little bit later. We're going to ask that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that everyone who receives clearing today receives maximum benefit in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
So thank you is our phrase that obviously is leading us into a clearing, but is our conscious consent that we are ready to release, clear, open up whatever it is we were just talking about. So that's what we're doing right now.
And I'm definitely feeling the fear in my body. As soon as you named it, I translated into fear. It went from anger to being fear. You were absolutely right.
But not until I actually said that it was fear.
Not until you said it, yeah.
Isn't that fascinating? I love the way we are masters of manipulation with ourselves.
I know.
True.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
It really is. Gosh.
I smoke screened myself.
You did. Well, I feel the smoke screen is clearing, so I feel like mm-hmm. we're going to be able to make some headway here in a minute.
Yeah, I can feel it lifting.
I'm just fascinated at how we start off talking about sugar pills and it gets into something so quickly that's really powerful, like Gwen is sharing. I just find it fascinating.
Well, I'm so grateful for you, Mark, because we came into this today. I had no idea what we were going to talk about. I muscle tested. Am I prepared for the show today? I got yes. And so I was like, all right, we'll see what happens.
I just love this work. That's the way it works, right? It just flows mm-hmm. from one thing to another, and suddenly it's in something that we really are benefiting from addressing. I love it.
Yeah.
Never mind her work. That's how she lives. Am I ready to go
Absolutely.
Here, there?
It is, yeah.
Okay. So I just have to say, since we did that last clearing, I just keep seeing and I don't know what this means, so maybe you can help me out with this. But I keep seeing, like, Maasai in Africa holding a spear. So
there you go. That's you.
I thought so. Have I been Maasai more than once? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Several lifetimes.
I feel such a strong connection to the Maasai.
I am giddy right now at how we just cleared fear for you, and instantly mm-hmm. something that you have never been able to see for yourself just popped into your head, and you didn't even need me. See, you didn't need the intermediary. It just came to you.
No wonder I had resistance to this conversation, but yet what healing. You know, this is the portal that we can move through.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you just explain to us what Maasai is?
Maasai is a tribe in Africa, and when I've done my breathwork journeys, I repeatedly have experienced Maasai guides. I went to East Africa with my family when I was 5, and I just had such a strong connection to the Maasai people when I was there. I just have always felt like my home is Africa.
All right, well, let's clear with that aspect of yourself and bring in wisdom, clarity, all of the gifts from those experiences, and release any trauma associated with it, anything that's not serving you anymore, any unhealthy attachments or energy associated with those lifetimes and those experiences for you. Are you ready to do that?
I am.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Huge. This is huge. I know you can feel it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I actually, in a past life regression, went into a Maasai life, but it was a different one than the one I'm describing.
Yeah, you've had several.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I think it's 18. You have 18.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and check that with your own testing.
Yeah, I did.
True.
Interesting. No wonder I feel it so strongly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the most predominant aspect of yourself in this lifetime is the Maasai.
This is really amazing to me. It really answers so many experiences, feelings, thoughts, images that I've had in my lifetime. I'm really blown away right now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And here again is just another example. Things, they don't come up until you're ready for them. I mean, you and I have done so much work, and this hadn't come up yet.
No. And I mean, all the other, you know, the hypnotherapy, past life regressions, the breathwork journeys, I mean, like I said, small pieces of it, but certainly not to this degree.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my intuition just expanded through that clearing, like
greatly,
in a big way.
Greatly.
Yes, in a big mm-hmm. way. That's amazing. Wow. I mean, my head cannot wrap itself around how we came into this phone call talking about a placebo. Next thing you know, I'm relying on an intermediary. And the next thing you know, we're clearing like this very impactful past life that I had. My intuition just expanded. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need to know specifically the details of that past life and how it impacted me. But obviously it had a strong impact.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that was huge. I get you don't need an intermediary anymore. You do not have resistance to placebos, which I still don't understand the connection there, but I don't think that we have time to go into that. I don't think it matters.
That's the least of our concerns.
And I want to recognize that it's your authenticity and your sincerity in expressing what was really coming up for you that allowed us to move through this. If you had not been honest with what you were feeling anger come up, you were feeling resistance towards the topic of placebos, and if you hadn't been sincere in your expression of that, we wouldn't have gotten to this place. So I just wanted to acknowledge you for that, Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just feel by talking to you that your resistance has released.
Yeah, I can definitely feel that.
Wow. Well, this segment was dedicated to you, Gwen.
Yes, Gwen.
We've got to take another break now. So we'll be ready to take some calls in the next segment. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819.
I also want to mention the teleconference calls, which we do every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Absolutely. This is a perfect time. If you can't get on the radio show, want to do some work with Deborah and try this work for yourself, there is no substitute for a direct experience. It's for an hour. It's awesome. Check it out.
Extremely powerful. Yes, they're very powerful. I get emails regularly after the teleconferences that it was life-changing. So, check it out. ConsciousRepatterning.com has more information. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Sugar is getting a bad rap these days, being linked to causing diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and cancers. A big culprit is a soda we drink, which has 16 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass. Diet drinks, while low in sugar, have aspartame, which is a toxin the body breaks down into formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is used in embalming people, and it causes cancer. So instead, drink organic kombucha, K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A. It is good for you, and depending on how it is sweetened, will only have 2 to 8 teaspoons of sugar in a 20-ounce glass, and is naturally carbonated, so you will get your fizzy fix. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane working with conscious repatterning today, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning relationships, trauma, drama, anything that you feel may be blocking or hindering you in any way, we can work with. We've been showing you a little bit about how this works amongst the three of us today, but now it's time to take a call. So let's check in with Mary calling in from Los Angeles. Hello, Mary. How can we help you today?
Hi. I recently did a workshop, and my issue was the fact that I haven't had a relationship in about 20 years, one relationship for 3 years out of that 20. And I was really trying to get down to the bottom of why I might not allow love into my life and why I keep pushing it away, why I don't surrender to it. And the workshop was very powerful, but a few nights after I started having dreams, and they started to reveal to me that I might have been sexually experimented on when I was about four-ish, and it had been pushed into my subconscious, and it was starting to come up. Oh. And it was with a family member, and I would love to clear some of that energy, clear it away so that I can really bring relationship in.
Yeah, right away when you started talking, I got you, you didn't want a relationship. You're definitely not open to a relationship, like locked, solid, tight, shut. Let me see if we can change this in this short amount of time today. We can, actually. Good.
Yay!
Yay! It's a quick one. All right.
Okay.
Let's start out by clearing sexual trauma. We also need to clear between you and, actually, there's two family members. One that I feel, no, not abused by both of them. Abused by one of them is coming in, but one I feel like you went to and tried to express, you went to for help and you didn't receive the support that you were wanting.
My mother. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll clear between you and your mother, too, and then clear this entire experience for you. Let's start out with that and see if that's all we need to do or if there's more that's going to come up, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, a lot of stuff clearing right now.
I can feel a bit of a nauseous feeling in my solar plexus.
Yeah, it's clearing. That was a lot of really deep trauma. It's the beauty of our subconscious, actually, is protecting ourselves from this stuff. And when we clear it in this way, it clears very quickly. So you're feeling that energy come up. But by the time we're done clearing, and we're still in the middle of it, you'll feel that nausea. I'm also getting that you're feeling sadness. You're going to feel that sadness clear as well.
Okay, good.
Did you recognize the sadness coming up?
Yes, I feel a little bit teary-eyed. Right now, I feel a little bit teary-eyed, and also I'm beginning to feel warmth in my heart.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Well, it's a good feeling, right?
Yeah, the warmth in my heart is good.
Good. So I feel like this is going to clear completely with just what we said, but it's still going to take a little while. It's really a lot of stuff. So let's find something else to talk about in the meantime.
Okay.
Do you have anything to say?
Um, I'm grasping a little bit.
Let me see, just a second. I think you've got something to say.
It could be fear about my job and security around that.
Okay.
There's some fear happening there.
There is. However, when I was getting that you had something to say, it's about what we're clearing right now. And so what's coming up, you know, what I recognize is the diversion tactic. let's clear that. Let's clear your need to protect yourself by diverting your attention. Let's also show you that this can come up and clear and completely release for you in a safe and comfortable and loving way, and change any beliefs that you have about it being traumatizing to your being. Okay?
Okay.
Yes. Right, and then also clearing and releasing the diversion tactics.
Okay. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. This clearing is just as big as the first one.
Wow. It's amazing. I feel some energy in my upper torso. There feels like movement happening. It feels tingly and movement happening.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so both of these are still clearing.
Okay.
Let's see, there is something else coming up, though. There's more about your mother. You've got a lot of anger towards your mother, and it wasn't revealed until just now.
A lot of anger recently towards my mother regarding this.
Did you say you were dreaming?
Yeah, in my dreams, I was really angry with my mother, yelling at her for allowing
this. Right. That's what I was going to say. It's about this. Apparently, this is the time for you to start moving through this. And I also don't get that it was the time earlier. So let's also release for you any guilt that you have for not addressing this earlier, because I get it was the highest choice for you to suppress it until now. And release the anger that you have towards your mother, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's also something about your father, although I don't feel like he was involved.
Not to my knowledge. My father was kind of distant with me.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was feeling.
So I think that I never really got that love that the little girl wants.
Well, let's show you and the little girl in you that you deserve that love. You deserve a father's love. You know what it looks like. You know what it feels like, and you allow it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that disconnect with your father, although it's not directly related to what we're working on today, I feel like that disconnect would have prevented you from fully healing and releasing this. Because you don't have that, or you didn't, I'm not going to say it in the present anymore, you didn't have that reflection or that example of pure love from a male.
That's right. I did not. Absolutely didn't. Another thing that I'm remembering right now is a molestation that I do have full memory of that happened when I was about 11 years old that my mother didn't. When I finally told her about that, when she didn't protect me or didn't believe me also, and I think I probably need to clear some anger that I have on that one as well.
Actually, the anger cleared, but the experience didn't clear. When we clear in this way, when we release anger towards your mother, for example, it's going to release it at the core, and then the other things that also are associated with anger in your mother automatically release. So the anger towards her cleared, but the experience itself didn't. So let's also clear that one. And I feel like there's only one person involved in this one. Let's clear between you and that person.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, these are all, every single clearing that we've done for you has been a huge rush of energy.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling it on this end. I just, the nausea has dissipated. I'll tell you that much. It's gone, the nausea.
And how's the sadness? I get it still coming up.
Okay. It could be still coming up.
What were you going to say?
That it wasn't as strong as it was earlier.
Let's clear resistance.
Me? Okay. Thank you.
Do you feel it coming up?
Yeah, I do.
Good. Let's see if there's any other resistance to clear for you. There is. Resistance to feeling your emotional body. Let's show you also the positive aspects of your emotional body, show you how to feel and receive happiness, joy, love, warmth, comfort, and the feeling of security.
Okay.
Thank you. And then also clear the fear of your emotional body. Wow, you're going to feel like a whole new person.
Yay.
Okay, so there's still one more snag. Catch, actually, is more appropriate. You're still not allowing healthy, loving relationships. You're still not open to it. Let me see what this is. I still get you don't want it. When I ask you why you don't want that, what's the first thing that comes to you?
Well, I'm going to argue with you that I do want it. That's the first thing that comes up is an argument.
Okay, that's not it.
Is it that the ones that I am attracted to are not attracted to me, that I don't believe that I can have it?
Yep. That you don't believe that anybody that you would be attracted to would be attracted back to you. So I'm sensing disgust with relationships. You don't want one because of that sense of disgust that you have.
Because I've had really bad ones in the past. And the ones that are the model for what I want, I don't believe I can have.
All right, let's change that belief because I'm getting that that's not true. It's just a belief that you have based on your experiences. Let me see if there's more clearing. There is. Let's clear between you and there's three significant relationships, men, to clear with. If you don't want to say their name, if you'll just say their initial, and the reason I don't need to know, but the reason I do this is to make sure that you're clear about which ones we're clearing.
Okay. S.
Mm-hmm.
A. And is the other one Jay.
Jay, I knew you were a little bit unclear about the last one. I was already getting a no on the about what you were about to say. Jay is correct, yes.
Jay is absolutely correct.
Let's clear between you and all three of them as well.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Now that was it. Now I get you're open to healthy, loving relationships. You feel like you deserve them. You are attracting the highest and best relationship for yourself. And let me see if you are able to receive love in its purest form. Yes. Beautiful.
Wow.
How do you feel?
I feel lighter, that there was a lot of energy movement and tingling happening kind of in my around my upper chest and my heart and my neck, and that's gone.
And the sadness?
I feel light. I don't feel sadness at the moment, no.
Yes, I get it cleared.
Yeah.
Good. Well, so let's see if there's anything else we can do for Mary today. Nope, I get that we're complete.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. That was great. I feel really good.
Good. Yeah. Thank you. So more to come in the next segment. We'll take another caller. Let's go ahead and take a break right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning anything in your life that you are wanting to move through, that you're feeling blocked or hindered in any way. We can get to the core of it by identifying what belief systems, patterns, or even energy is associated with that and move through it. So we're going to go ahead and go to the phones now. We have Brian calling in from New York City. Thank you so much for calling, Brian. What can we help you with today?
I just wanted to call in, and I got a couple of things that are just sort of really been coming up for me very strongly over the past couple of days or even past couple of weeks. and I just feel like I sort of need some guidance a bit. I feel like I'm at a complete crossroads in terms of really important life-changing decisions, I guess. And I just wanted some insight into that.
Yeah, I definitely feel like you're at a crossroads. It feels like you're in track, like maybe you haven't made all of your decisions yet, but you're in process with that, and it feels like you're doing well with it. Did you have a specific question?
Yeah, I'm really struggling. I just feel like I'm in a complete limbo stage, to be honest with you. And it's the biggest struggle is I do feel like I'm making progress, but it's sort of struggling between what type of life you want to live. Do you want to live a life that is focused on the environment that I came from, which is Wall Street and finance and all that stuff in New York, or really turn the chapter and embrace something that really fulfills me and is much more spiritual, whatever that path might be. And it's gotten pretty difficult to, you know, decide between the two and even focus and channel the energy productively between the two. I feel very scattered.
Well, I don't feel like you're in limbo, like you said earlier. I feel like you're transitioning. I definitely don't see you at a standstill. And when checking in with the lifestyle that you have been living, Wall Street, I think you mentioned, I'm not getting that that's working for you anymore. But I think that you also know that. It does feel like, well, obviously, you are questioning yourself. You're kind of second-guessing your intuition. It does feel like you're being called to live a more spiritual life, like a lot of us are right now. But there's a part of you that doesn't trust that. It doesn't trust. Actually, what I'm getting is you don't trust your soul in guiding you through the transition. So we can do some clearing for you if you'd like. Just clear out some of that mistrust and show you how to trust your own decision-making process.
Sure, that'd be great. Yeah, there is a lot of self-doubt that has come up in both processes as far as when I am interviewing with some very successful firms to, you know, continue down the New York path, or even, as you described, in knowing how to live a spiritual life and what do I do with that, if you will. So there's a lot of self-doubt for me that's come up recently, which surprises me. So I think you hit it spot on.
Okay, so let's work on the self-doubt first. I don't get that there's anything else that we need to know, but I also get that that is a clearing in and of itself. So let's start clearing that and see what else comes up, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
So quite a bit of energy.
Oh, wow. I'm really starting to feel that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, apparently you do too.
Wow, that's just like such a strong shift coming through right now. Wow.
What does it feel like?
It's like waves going through my body.
Beautiful. Yeah, you're releasing really well, releasing all that self-doubt. I feel like there's lots of experiences clearing that you had in starting in early childhood. You might notice them kind of flashing in your head as the clearing is going.
I am. I'm kind of laughing because it's, wow, I've got my eyes closed and I've got a lot of things flashing through.
Oh, it's great. I love it. It's such a fascinating process. I love hearing how it's feeling for the people that I'm working with. So thanks for sharing.
Yeah, it's pretty emotional, but it's, wow, this is really powerful.
But cycling through the emotions, right? Like you're feeling them come up, and then you're feeling them dissipate almost as quickly as they're coming up, right?
Yeah, that's a really good description. I feel them just kind of like they're coming up through my body, and I'm sort of lashing them out, and they're just kind of going off into space.
I love that we're not having to detail out those experiences, because a lot of times we do. Actually, I just get, no, that's not true. Okay, so things are changing. Things are changing on my end as well, apparently, with this work, which is what, you know, I say often, that we are embarking on a whole new way of being. I mean, there is so much energetic support for us doing things in different ways than we've ever done them before. So we really are coming into a time where just about anything is possible, and the opportunities for growth and expansion are exponentially expanding and growing. Like, it seems like every day it just gets bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger, you know, the possibilities for change and growth.
Right.
Okay, good. I feel like most of the self-doubt cleared, not all of it. We've still got to work a little bit on trusting your soul. So let's ask that you be shown how to trust your soul. Let's bring you into alignment with your soul's decisions and your soul's intentions for you. I feel like that is complete for the next clearing. Does that sound good to you?
That sounds beautiful. That sounds perfect.
Okay, thank you. Also in this clearing, we're going to be opening up communication between you and your soul, which is going to help you to trust the decisions that you're being asked to make.
Great. Great. Yeah, communication is something I wanted to touch upon as it relates to relationships in general, but I'm glad you brought it up.
Okay. I feel like we're going to have enough time to address that too.
Okay.
Okay, good. I get the self-doubt cleared. I get that you are trusting your decision-making process, and you're trusting your soul. Okay, so let's look at communication in relationships. Something around your mother is coming in. Let's see, do we need more information? No, we don't. I mean, I'm kind of getting an idea of what it was, but I feel like we need to clear between you and your mother, and we need to ask that you be shown how to trust your words.
Okay.
Let's do it. Oh, this was a really big one, too.
That feels like a load is just taken off my shoulders. Wow.
So I try not to share too many details about what I was feeling into, but if you have anything that you want to share, you're welcome to.
Yeah, I guess I raised my eyebrows when you mentioned my mother, because she is a very strong, dominant force in my life and in the whole family dynamics, really. And you mentioned communication, but whatever it is, there's a lot of family dynamics that, you know, I've been having to deal with lately involving my mother and my sister and their relationship. And so I feel like the key communicator, if you will, that I have to be in the middle and take this responsibility for mending the relationship between the two of them, because it's not always great. You know, there's a sense of communication, responsibility there, which I've really been trying to work on by myself to clear and let go of. So I appreciate that you mentioned her and the communication aspect and trusting my word and all that. What comes up for me sometimes is two things. One is feelings of acceptance sometimes, that whether it's related to that self-doubt or other things that I have to, if I choose a spiritual life, is it going to be accepted by my family and my mother in a way, or is it going to be rejected? And two, communication. I always feel like I have to be at a business meeting, if you will. Like, people have to just listen to me when I speak, and that really affects my relationships with others across the board, intimate relationships as well as personal relationships, because I feel like I have to have that I have to be heard, and I really want to work on that.
Well, let's do some general clearing. We don't have much more time to go into details, but I want to clear between you and responsibility. And also bring in self-acceptance of the choices that you're making and of your path. Because they're not always accepted by other people in our life. But if you accept them, that's not going to have that much of an effect on you. You'll be okay with it, whether other people accept it or not. And, you know, I can say from my own experience, my family did not accept the choices that I make, and they still don't accept the choices that I make. But I feel like my life has changed in so many beautiful ways because of my perseverance and my decision to do what I needed to do for myself, no matter what they thought. So, you know, I'm a strong believer in make your own way, make your own decisions, make your own way. But if you have that self-acceptance within yourself, it's not going to bother you so much. So let's bring
Yeah, I believe exactly what you're saying, and I feel the same way. I'm on this path that brings me such inner peace and joy that it's just amazing. So I'm happy to hear what you're saying. This is perfect. I'd love to clear around all that.
Okay. We're already doing that. We're already clearing. But, yeah, you've got to follow your heart.
Yep.
Okay, good. Now I feel like the self-acceptance has come in, and you feel good with responsibility as well, knowing what your responsibilities are and how to manage your responsibilities. And that was coming in based on what you were talking about between your mother and your sister, but that feels good to me now.
Yeah, it feels really fresh, really, really fresh.
Good. Well, thank you so much for calling in and for sharing.
This is great, Deborah. I really appreciate your time. This is wonderful. Really appreciate it.
Great.
You do such powerful work. It's amazing. It's really amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, have a great week. All right, we'll be here again next week, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, doing another live call-in segment if you'd like to be a part of it. If you missed any part of the show and you want to hear it, the archives are posted on my website, consciousrepatterning.com. Remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.